Good morning, I'm Dom Zaki for Hollywood Bets. Well, let's hope our form continues. We tipped three doubles in the last 3 days and all three have arrived. Let's hope we can make it four in a row today, but I do warn you, it is a tricky card out at the Vaal. Talking about the Vaal, yes, we are at the Vaal on the classic track today with an 8-race program, and the first race does kick off at 12:55. Let's move on to some market movers on today's card. In race 3, number 11, Wings of Nike, from 33 to 10 into 11 to 10. In race 5, number 1, Country Mile, from 11 to 2 into 9 to 2. In race 6, number 3, Imperial Master, from 5 to 1 into 7 to 2. And in race 7, some interesting support for number 13, League of Our Own, from 33 to 1 all the way into 16 to 1. Take note of that outside betting support for League of Our Own. And those betting moves were offered by Hollywood Bets. As I said, a bit of a tricky card out at the Vaal today, so we got two value bets, no best bets. In race 5, number 5, Talladega, from the Sean Terry stable, is our first value bet. She has got some quite strong form lines behind her name. Three runs back, she ran fourth, three lengths behind Big City Girl. Out of that form line, there's been two winners from 15 runners. The penultimate form line is the one that catches my eye. She runs six, four lengths behind Nina Amelia, and there's three winners from that particular form line from 13 runners. They are Showdown Kid, Time for That, and Dunya from the de Kock stable, all came out to win from that form line. Her last run wasn't too bad. Fourth, five lengths behind Red Gold Moon, and there hasn't been any winners from that particular form line. But all in all, I think Talladega has found the right race to crack her maiden. A very shallow field, and she does hold some fair runs, but strong form lines behind those runs. So for me, Talladega today is a big runner, around about 33 to 10 in the market. Our second value bet comes up in race 6, number 2, Prospector, from the Gary Alexander stable. If you go to Prospector's form lines, they're on too shabby as well. Three runs back, ran a good third behind Elliot. His penultimate start ran fourth, but seven lengths behind Shah Akpa. Out of that form line, Sal Ha was behind Prospector on that occasion and did come out to win. So was a horse called Cash Time, came out to run second and then win. Narchi was second in that race, and also two runs after that did come out to win, beating a strong field. I think Prospector's got some strong form behind his name, and in this type of company, he must have a big shot, and there's lots of value with Prospector around about 7-2, and I'm sure we're going to get 4-1 later on. Luke Ferraris, as I said, is in fine form from a neat draw of one from the Gary Alexander stable. Prospector would be our second value bet on the day. If we take the win-win double, it works out to around about 19-1. Big price on the win-win double. To save our bet, we're going to take the place-place double, and that works out to 19-10. And I'm sure we also get 2-1 a little bit later for that place-place double. So get on with Hollywood Bets. I think it's a nice place-place double. If the win doesn't come, the place-place double will save us. Our suggested exotic for the day is the jackpot, and the closing time is 14:40. And here are our jackpot numbers. We are covering up with Prospector and Talladega. In the first leg, we're going 1-2-5. In the second leg, we're going 1-5-6-8. In the third leg, we're going 2-3-4-5. And in the final leg, we're going 1-2-3-7-8-9-10-11-12. A 432 rand jackpot perm. I'm definitely going to get involved in this jackpot. It's a nice one, and we could get one or two upsets, and it will pay a few rand. As I said earlier, not an easy card out at the Vaal today, but I do think the exotics are going to pay a few rand. They are definitely going to pay well, the exotics today. So take your chances on the exotics as well, but play with caution. From me, Dom Zaki, have a super day's racing out at the Vaal.